come to the whole of you. As it is Monday, I know we are all I'm told there has to be the teaching from the everybody know who is there. Thank you. We, as ICD, on the training stage, particularly we will find that the east table can be cleaned. There was a slight increase, probably such as for room and time, the reason is, and so forth, about 8 of them. We then decided that it would be best to break down the portion of this tissue. Therefore, there was a resection which was indicated by our resection in order to find the cause and what can be done. In the way that we develop the strategy of intervention in order to check this increase in certain other problems. But overall, the whole, generally, the whole country statistics show that there was a steep decline in the death in the hands of the police. So, this workshop was a success. We had invited our stakeholders, being the SAPS, truck management. We were very much blessed in the sense that most of all the provincial commissioners, special commissioners, had attended this meeting and they voiced their discussion and their request about the outcome of this research, which his report would be distributed to stakeholders in the within a short space of time. We just intended to finally compile some inputs from other stakeholders to publish the final report. Another important thing which SIPD will consider to be very important is to foster the current working relationship between ourselves and the other stakeholders, as well as the bodies which we are overseeing. Police Station, the Motor Police Department, and we are also aware about the Campaign Commission, which recommended that the ICD should manage overseas the section of the DPP office, then the DSO. To that extent, we are also engaged with them in order to foster healthy relationship, understanding of what is it which the ICD is doing. The most important understanding that the ICD is not an institution which is on the weak hand, but it is there for the interest of all the stakeholders to approve few elements which are unwanted within this very important institution of our democratic country. Another issue which we are really considering and we think is very important in our time is the issue of domestic violence, the so-called DVA. We are aware that the government is working very hard to eradicate abuse of women and children in our society. As an ICD and as mandated by legislation to monitor the domestic violence implementation of the Act by the South African Police, we also consider it very important that we must be proactive in this issue by breaking the culture of silence amongst our society. We are aware that there are NGOs which are there to assist also against the fight against this abuse, but we also think it's important that we come with the proper research report which we are going to also contribute in the decrease or the eradication of this kind of behavior in our society. Another issue which we consider to take further is the compilation of the investigative manual or entry level investigator. As you know, that the ICD is an independent institution, it does not really have all the institutions which our stakeholders, such as the Parastu Police, the IAM, such as institutions of detective academies and all those things, and the colleges whereby they are taking training for teams in order to harness their skills. We as ICD have decided that the first metro priority, we must have a manual which will be updated, which will have to involve academic institutions that will compile this manual, which is going to be Now, reflect on ourselves of the shows the disposition of personnel and the process in the ICD office. Without having to go to the office, I can just indicate the person that the number of success in the ICD relates from the 2007 was 181. And as it is now, in the age of 2007-2008, we had an increase of 70 conditions, and we are now doing 148. The 70 conditions have been increased in the process of the ICD. I can also indicate that we have 148 conditions that we are currently doing at. This is a very important position for the total number of conditions. Of course, which were initially approved for the ICD when we started in 2007. The initial number of positions which were given to the ICD was 535. We haven't been able to get to half of it after 10 years. The next question has been case the distribution of positions for the 2000 years. 535. The next slide shows the percentage of the distribution of conditions in the ICD 2008-2007. 35% of the conditions were in head office, and 65% of the conditions are in the provinces. And in 2007-2008, with an increase of 20 conditions that are attached to, head office 76% of the total processes and policies are covered for the other 76%. The next slide indicates the breakdown of the information of the serving position in terms of office. For the serving position, 39 is an office, and then 14 are an office. And in the provinces, you can see how the numbers are. And the other positions which we have currently at the time, and one is the process of filling. And this would be a different position, also include my position, which is a referred to which position will be now decided in the issue of the type of thing. That is going to be when the process of filling. Chapter 2, the year 2005-2006, the Auditor General conducted an audit, and then the Auditor General raised a few issues under the program. In fact, there are three issues which the Auditor General has raised. The one issue was the SM policy, SSCM policy, supply chain management policy. Supply chain management is a new term for quality. So they call it supply chain management. Now, at the time of audit, we had the, because when that change took place, that shift took place from your traditional procurement policy position to the FDM. We had to come up with, we'll adjust our policy to the FDM system then. At the time of the audit, our policy was still at the last four. Now, the Auditor General is concerned, and we had no official approval. The head of the cabinet is official approval, but then that was the 1st of February 2006, that policy was approved. And then we're saying all of our members in that respect. And only fear what we should embark on for our faith, you know, the rest story. Instead of compliance, we need to kind of agree that they continue the commission. The other issue that the Portuguese General Bank was concerned with were issues in the area of the management of needs, especially in the provinces. The problem is normal things where we can accept and we take leave, the leave is approved late, or the leave was cut immediately into the system. And those issues were raised by the Portuguese General Bank, and we were able not to deal with them. We had a forum where we are bringing together all the admin people from the public health provinces to train them on the management of leave, and we are also be able to introduce new leaders, which will ensure the proper control on the management of leave. Because the culture of leave should happen in the provincial offices. So some people are sometimes it takes time for them to cut any. So we have this certification office. We're looking for this certification office to ensure that the money we receive is done for time for the second week. Another issue that the Portuguese General Bank checked into this certification was the issue of the length of claim. Where the length of claim could happen. But then with the I just want to indicate a few priorities for the program. We are in operational information. The issue of the staff members that are presented in for the training has been spoken to by the EG. But then the operationalization of that is the issue of this program. One thing is that if that becomes the opportunity, we go to operationalize the program. Another priority for the program is the establishment of the data section in Chinese. This has been a source of concern that we picked up by the Portuguese General Bank that the issue is not going to be time because we don't have the data section. We don't have a section that is dedicated to the management of the data. I think the paper will also speak to that because there were a number of only queries that she had. And this is due to lack of human resources. Where we need people in Thailand who are actually only dedicated to the new staff in the department. We're also going to be embargoed, starting with embargoed the process of job evaluation in order to ensure compensation of employees for contributions to contribution to the job. Chapter 7 is important for me to indicate to the House that because of the universe staff of the staff members in that, staff people in that, staff members in that to be attracted to the new. Let me take this one example in finance. To the extent that they lay away for over time, they realize that we lose the people because people feel that we're recognizing that certain genetic features which we established, but we don't have those features because of the government. Now we have to say them because those things must be done. We need to do it by a lot of effort. So, there is a mechanism that doesn't include the policy, which is called job evaluation. So it's really a control context and then responsibility is job. And then it's highly complicated assessment in accordance with that knowledge that assessment is carrying. The assessment is carrying the job of 2,000 people. That's the aim of the qualification program. So we started that process to ensure that people are qualified accordingly. That could change that change the same is also with the capacity of financial management charges. This is a new area of indicators that came up with new procedures. Now and show and publish the reason for the church. The challenge that this sort of education system is tough to take over such issues. I have a few issues. We have a very good problem that is in the ICD because one of the things that pays is having to use the ICD for whatever reason. One of the main reasons why we learn the ICD is because of the ICD problem that feels the most with the organization, the most with the flattest crash in the country. It's very much there. So that would be room for internal room, for career room. It's very flat. If it has to be better of the higher government, for what it is, there's no good reason for that. If it's happening because of the political data, it would be the inner environment. You just have to watch the movie. If it's even more than a certain level of the data, giving for the GM, you just have to watch the so the figure of what we do want to change in the department for the world class city policy place, which has implemented programs like your employee of the month program, you do supplemental meetings, but those things are not really enough for the same thing that the other thing people are all that's what people say because people are living the ICT to go and do how the job that they do. Every time I was thinking that we do the national director, which is usually then it's not for the department, where you are with such a story. And there's something that is important. If you first have a check with those members, we will have to get a position, we will have to get a position in one way or another. We also have a challenge in compliance with the security. I can give an example of the in Sadashi Mahim, for instance. In terms of legislation, in terms of the internal management procedure, you need to have what is called segregation of duties. If one class orders something, that class should use the second facility to something else. That's the development of the element should be involved. Some of them are issues. You can't just say that. You need to have that kind of thing because if you don't have that, that's a really ground for our issues. Now, we don't have that like that. Put it like that. We don't have that, but none of those number of people that can put things on the right for us to have for participation. And those are the things that we need to do. There's no way in which you can compromise it. You start with that issue. It's a bigger challenge. Fortunately, we're not relying on what we call a big hand. We're going to be taking a problem with this. We strive on the very day, on the hiring day, because as you can organization, we have what managers who use over the month, who use that kind of money, who get intent, who are actually beginning to feel the air. Otherwise, we find is the candle is better the problem. I mean, with what we have, and we get better at inside. But otherwise, we have a kind of challenge. It's actually a compromise that we have finished. I think that's the story.
Thank you, Chair. I am going to be presenting program 2 investigation. That's one of the biggest headaches and challenges in the department. You will realize that I proceed with what we've done is simply that from the activities that we started doing in opening production is the question that we revised, we have to sit down and then revise our strategic objectives because as it stood, it is in 2016 are following investigation of the environment about police station. We exceeded the target of 50% by 35.7%. We also exceeded the target of in the type of investigation of criminal offenses by 2.3%, which was the target being 50%. However, in terms of misconduct complaints, we did not meet our target. And there are various reasons why this target was not met. One of which has been the fact that during the time we were exploring as the ICD the possibility of getting the secretary for safety to take over some of the complaints which were referred to as the sensitive complaints. However, this unfortunately was not supposed to be because of we had to catch up of that kind of relationship. Only us as the ICD can deal with individual complaints that are reported to us by members of the department or from the office of the minister. The next item deals with finalization, and in the following few slides I will be talking to the standards of performance. The first one I am reflecting on the backlog that was finalized during the particular financial year. And as I said, the respect of that account for the 11 months of the financial year. You hear from colleagues, hear from information management. The reason why we have not presented the whole picture of the financial year is because we are in the process of verifying statistics. And the picture that we are presenting here is of 11 months of the financial year. The total number of finalized federal cases that were done are 5,565. And then we get this breakdown in terms of the various cases in terms of the second column from the right gives you the total picture of various provinces in terms of the financial rate. You realize the Mbopo is the largest or has finalized the bulk of the backlog cases. And this obviously is also because of the stability that they have enjoyed, especially in the investigation conference. The next slide, chapter 10, shows backlog as it stood at the end of February of 2007. After calculating the number of cases that have been finalized in terms of the backlog. And the backlog overall stands at 4,845. Obviously, maybe the question would be why the systematic is not the very movement in the state of the drug. Given the strategic objective and the period between which the cases are supposed to be finalized, obviously it's got a knock-on effect in terms of the cases that are carried over into the next financial year. I'll give an example, for instance, in terms of case of death, in terms of the strategy, we're supposed to finalize this investigation of death within 180 days. Now, a case that is received, that something that's been publicized in the first of the year, will then be due for finalization by the end of September. But those that they can't see in mind, the effect of the product and subsequent of that very same financial year, will then overlap for 3 times in the next financial year. And this is one of the reasons which has led us to review some of the strategic objectives and the period within which we have to finalize. I will touch on those when I get to a particular slide which deals with our business process review. The next slide, chapter 10, I specifically wanted to talk about the backlog, and I just indicated what consequences the backlog. The workload is a big capacity. If you look at the capital verification capacity was standing at around 43 or 44 meters per second. Those three dimensions break down all this 43 meters per second. And in the meantime, the number of complaints that we were receiving were already in the region of 5,500 to 6,000 complaints. and as a result of the cases that obviously could not be analyzed, we then have to obviously move over into the next financial. So the backlog that is a lot of backlog, and there's more cases that have not been finalized that date back to 2001 financial. Now, one of the also the other reasons why we also experienced this backlog was during 2004-05, we adopted a strategy which we call Vision 2005. With this strategy, what we wanted to do was to become sort of a fully fledged university. Because of the challenges that we were experiencing when we were implementing what we call the hybrid model, which was to investigate some of the complaints and to monitor some of the complaints, we found that those complaints that we were set aside for monitoring, which were then investigated by the police, were posing a threat to us in the sense that the police could simply drive their feet, and we had absolutely no control over those complaints. So we felt that in order for us to be able to move forward, it is better that any complaint that is reported to the ICB should then be investigated. But the challenge was that although that was the vision that we felt we did not get the corresponding capacity to be able to deal with this new approach that we were looking to take. And as a result, it actually backfired in the next financial year. And as a result, it also gave rise to this increase in the cost. Now, in closing, my colleague and I from Program 3, we embarked on what we call a business process reengineering. When one of the provinces, this province, and actually we kind of went into the case to try and establish what is the actual process of this particular backlog. And one of the challenges, one of the things that we found was that there doesn't actually be uniformity in terms of how we operate or personalize our investigation. There were certain interpretations that were given in terms of the standard operating processes, in terms of how it's supposed to supply. So this is a problem of cases. In some cases, you find that one province will close the case, the only way to find close the case, which will then be finalized, only when they receive a form that comes back that is given by the department. And that obviously became one of the challenges. And you the activities that I just spoke about, the fact that we are really looking at what kind of operating procedure. And we're going to make sure that we're going to simplify them so that it fits easily to people on the ground who are supposed to use the standard operating procedures to drive it. But one of the type of positive aspects that could be taken from this is the fact that we have found that some of the provinces haven't seen that they have the challenge of the network, the challenge to approach them on a project basis. To say, let's group these complaints which have been a problem, which have not been carried on over the years, on a project basis, and say, we're hiring a group of investigators which will then say, what is it that is outstanding on this particular file? And only find that only time there was a little problem, there was just a little issue for one or two stages of outstanding, and then to approach them and finalize them quickly. And we have also said that from this current financial year, we will be doing what we call biannual audit. That the national office go out to the provinces to see that indeed we are complying with our standard operating procedures, and to also see that the work is being done, and we are going to limit the level of specialists at the state part of time. The next slide, Jefferson, indicates final rating in terms of the current manager. You'll see there we have analyzed 861 cases at the end of February 2012. This is over and above the prioritized backlog cases that I've spoken to earlier in my remarks. The total picture in terms of the finalized cases for the 11 months of the financial year 2006-07 stands at 6,000. Postmodern attendance as well, you'll see that instead of would be your economy. And because of the fact that, you know, the challenge being that the far fewer dictionary letters that end up going into the study area. Because of the fact that the police are not bound in terms of our accommodation. Now this is one of the challenges that we are actually working with and we will work with in the future. Until such time that we can have a kind of we find ourselves saying we're working on the same page with police knowledge, we realize that whatever that we are doing, we are basically complementing or strengthening their hands in terms of ensuring discipline within the service. So how do you see this kind of experience in terms of the mental that goes to the criminal court and those that go to the criminal here? Recommendations, this I also indicates that we have made recommendations in terms of 57% represent the criminal recommendations in the past, while 47% represent recommendations to the director of the prosecution. This 53% review surely shows to you that there's quite a number of recommendations that are recommendations. But it's what the police management do with those recommendations. Non-implementation, which also then speaks to the previous slide, which shows a very number of these matters now, you know, ending up in this matter time. The next slide indicates the outcome in terms of conviction. While I would say that we don't necessarily want to be judged by the number of convictions that we get in the ICD, but I think it flows as a matter of course because of the presence of the work. We investigate, we make recommendations, and eventually we take them to the court and this matter here. And in some cases we attain a conviction. The first number of fraud cases, these are all cases of corruption, which were handled in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, which were attended to by our anti-corruption command. They produced this number of convictions in terms of corruption, extortion, in terms of elsewhere, industrial citizens, and in this sense of the next four represent the province of housing, where there were convictions in respect of all medical cases. And the next slide also indicates the convictions in respect of the province of the Northern Cape. The next one is convictions which were attained in the province of the Eastern Cape. And you'll realize that all the provinces have contributed significantly during this financial year under review in terms of convictions, in terms of finalization of the case, which ended up in convictions of members. And the positive thing about this is the fact that while these members are convicted of criminal offense, they are automatically taken out of the police. And this is exactly what we are there to ensure that those members who do not socialize, who are abusing their power, do not have a place in the community. I'll just be quick run through them. In terms of the power representation, you will see that we 56% represent our members, while 44% represent conditions. The anti-corruption command, which was now in the second year of operation, had a sub-complement of four investigators. These investigators are based at national office. For the simple reason, it's not because of the effect that we have this limited capacity. We could not say that a particular office, because they have to serve all the provinces. Once there is a report of a case of corruption, this member has to now go out to that particular province and start that investigation. And as we have reflected in terms of the outcome, we've seen very four or five cases where they have attained convictions in those corruption cases that they've done. They have done 64 cases president, have answer president, or on Congress. Why we still have 24 of these investigations that are continuing. And one of the cases that I'm dealing with relates to a case where the second commander and a man, one member are facing disciplinary hearing because of collusion, which led to an escape of quite a number of prisoners in one of the cases in the and they are also dealing with a case, a project case, I think you might have heard about this case in Mali, in Indonesia, which is a terrible show. The police will further notify them that they want to be made. This project has been going on since February last year, in 2006, and it's almost nearing finalization. In terms of the I need to indicate that there is a matter of an inspector in the Wellington police station in Northern Cape who was arrested and is out on bail on a charge of rape. This incident happened when this lady was detained at the police station was given bail. She was then raped by this police inspector. And we are continuing to investigate the question. We are currently awaiting the results of the DNA. And one other matter involves this female suspect who was arrested for being violent in public. And she was intercepted with a maid in a maid's only cell, which then led to this woman being taken by the inmates in those in that particular cell. And those members who are involved in the professional are currently facing disciplinary hearing, and they are also suspended from this. In terms of training, we have exposed our officers to in September 26 to training this related to newly appointed investigators in terms of basic investigations. Skills such as privacy management and statement taking and court writing, because although these people are taken from, they are recruited from other institutions and they have over with investigative skills, it is important for us that we also orientate them in terms of how we conduct our own investigations within the ICD. Most of us, the kind of suspects that we will have to deal with are quite different from the ones that we have been familiar with. In February this year, we took all of our investigators through a financial training investigation, which was done by the Asset Protection Unit. This is because of the fact that during the investigation, we find that this is those that are in related investigation. We find that there might be wealth that is unsafe by a member of the police. So it is important for us to be able to identify those kind of instances and for us to be able to then work hand in hand with the Asset Protection Unit who then come in and then with the power that we've given in terms of the legislation to then get an explanation from this particular police member. And if that explanation is not forthcoming, then we will know how to take the member forward. The challenges that still remain are basically long distance travel that we have to travel, especially with regard to time and attendance of time. This is a very, very big challenge. I've taken the picture of the Western Cape, for instance, where you, if you were to go to Oxford, you get a report that a person is dead, the day is dead, has been shot dead by a member of the police. You actually have to react within 1.5 hours. It's a fairly reasonable time. But because of the fact that we are very clearly in Cape Town, it becomes a challenge for us to be able to get there. And in the meantime, this thing may seem to be tampered with and very then rules valuable evidence during that process. The other challenge relates to late notification, which authorities have come down, but it still does get a say for the sake of investment, we are citizens of the minister who is energy wise in terms of this. We are happy to say that then you know, we have asked them and we hope that this will assist us in maintaining our investment. In terms of priorities, it's that one that I've spoken about now, and that training of the skills of investigators. And of course, the establishment of the two satellite offices, which are the first of the two that we hope in the next MTF cycle will be able to cover all the problems. And implementation of the revised target is very much critical in terms of our going forward in the coming year. Some operating procedures for today, and of course, the other two have already been passed. Thank you, Mr.
President. Thank you very much, Mr. President. When we started the president, a number of people in the country were too hungry. We joined my fellow government.
I think it would be interesting to know what was the rationale of that research. And then the second process report is done by us in collaboration with the IFA. We are still busy with this process, which should be completed by August 2007. And the process of the process will be combined with equity recommendations by itself. My colleague has alluded to the fact that we are still saving to make sure that TEDxTrust will comply with our recommendations. So we felt that maybe if we can conduct the process, we'll be able to get at the bottom line in terms of what is that means that we want to honor our recommendations. We also do station audits where various ICT provincial offices conducted the station audits to determine the level of compliance with DBA. Targets have been met in some provinces. For example, in case of them, I think they did about 71 visits, not in case of 65, in some case of 27, and not in case of 27. The government of the province, and then on top of the station audit, we also conducted care workshops. In these workshops, the school was raising awareness about DBA, and we were also providing training to staff members on how to comply with DBA. And then during this calendar year, we received about 46 cases of non-compliance during the first semester, and 48 cases during the second semester. A total number of staff cases of non-compliance were recorded across all provinces, and the minimum number of applications for exemptions from the police after the national certification were received. And both these reports have been produced, and the report with regard to the second semester will be tabled soon. In order also to meet the compliance pathway, we try to improve our system. So as we speak now, we're in the process of linking the SMS with the case management system, that is our case management system, where compliance is conducted through their own SMS, with regards to the process of their case, rather than phoning them or calling them to questions. We are also looking at a more electronic connection for investigators. The work we've challenged in terms of the investment of the provinces. So we're looking at how can we sort of empower the investigators so that we can take statements and also print those statements in the field. We are also looking at the internet is an internet and internet. We have finalized the internet and goes into system all right in June 2007. We hope that this tool will enhance the communication between the national office and the provincial offices and vice versa. So now I'm not going to take you through on the cases that we've registered, that is the statistics. But Honorable Chair, question, members of the committee, before I can go through the statistics, I'd like you to take note of the following. These statistics are intended just to give you an indication where they are currently. We are still waiting to refine the integrated process of refining these statistics with the colleagues so that we can all agree. So in these figures are just provisions. So if we look at table 1, we will notice that it's the housing received more cases committed by provinces, followed by Western case, with 774 cases. And then case at N, and then also we see that now the case also increased, and the lowest case intake was in Maran, I think it was 343. And then this second table, it just shows you the provincial share, which is still the same as the previous one. The housing is still the highest of case 3, Western case 16, State of N 12, Northern West 11, Free State and Northern Cape Water 39%, then the Northern Cape 8%, and the last two of the Eastern Cape 7%. If you look at that state, there is a general decrease in the number of cases reported to ICD relative to the same period that is last year, except for four provinces. That is Kaohsiung, Limpopo, northwest and same thing. And the weather has been increased compared to last year 2005-2006. And then when we use light, it can be observed that the least common cases are the majority, followed by the similar cases accounted for by the food system, and the death exposure system. Since our government is in the case of the imposed subsidy of the food system, the food system will be very increased. And then if you look at that case of France, you can see that so far, there is an increase in all cases compared to 2005 and 2006, except for many common cases, which are very important. And then the death as a result of alcohol and the result of COVID-19 or before the pandemic, so far it has not been increased. But never has the death of the people to the entire system, except for different cases. I think this one, criminal offense, is yet a change. If you look at those procedures, you notice that there are changes in both the increased surveillance in criminal offense cases. Housing had a leap of about 21% increase, followed by a report of 8%, followed by 6.5%. The increase of 10% case rate of life increased of only 1%. On the other hand, if you look at three states, there's been a decline of about 44%, followed by Northwest, and this indication is both compared to 11% to the other financial year 2005-2006. And then with misconduct at the end of the year 2020, we see a change in the 11%, followed by Northwest, which is 16%, then Western States is 40% and Northern States are 10%. KSN was the lowest compared to these big problems, that is Western States and the Southern States. And then Eastern States and two states received the same number of 7%, and the woman in one are also received the same share with 68% of the increase. And then if we compare the list of the cases for the UPA and the zero standard, it looks like there is a decrease of about 11%. Western states, 10%, two states, they explain to the plan. But despite the overall decline, housing, the former, and northern lake express an increase compared to the And then I think if you look at that, there is an increase of about 15%, there is a decrease of 15% compared to the same year, that is the bigger time coming in. Okay, it seems that usually the same in coverage has increased by 28%. And suicide on the other side has increased substantially by 57%. And I think this is actually you are facing is a decrease on the side. And then death as a result of protection has increased due to the wild mouth size by 28% compared to the same period last year. And we are able to see that compared to the recession process maybe that number will increase. We all know maybe that this the reason for being and the shepherd thing and the number of members. We tell you that the police will take this during November and December period last year. I'm sure you recall the case where police were attacked. That's said that in Hobart, it's a certain potential tree for further intentional shifting as a result of polarization. But we are able to say that it is a significant decrease of the shifting of innocent bystanders by the police and assault by the police. The decrease could be decreased to be that there are interventions made by the police management. And also of the fact that maybe they implemented some of ICP recommendations. Hence, we think that there is an intervention that was done by ICP where the assisted police in terms of conducting the workshop on child management. And but there still is a area of concern. And we should say, for example, that the police management, if they could address that, we could assist a lot. Especially when we look at the raving accidents involving police. But that was also a case that increased compared to 2006-2007. And then looking at the priority for 2007-2008, my EV looked at that he has already alluded to that first by 10. Chefferson, we are really taking the same direction. We are 10 years old. And we feel like this is a very important milestone to us. And we are going to have various activities like media campaign, where actually we are going to interview from both print and electronic media, just to make people and to raise more awareness about sensitivity. Research workshop, I've already indicated that we did foster a workshop, and we are hoping that we'll be able to look at the input from our stakeholder staff with regard to the implementation by sub-management of the recommendations for coming from the ICD in terms of studying conduct. And we are going to set an invitation to join staff in the implementation of a design strategy geared towards decreasing the important culture or the result of communication. DDA, we are looking at new research, especially in the DDA, to provide a basis for the implementation of the lesson and breaking the barrier of the culture of science around the lesson study. Self-inspection. It's still a challenge because we don't have hands, but we are hoping that we will be able to develop more monitors to facilitate cell inspection and inspection audits and capture more indicators to the state and the information. I suppose in relationships, I think if we can take that step by step, we know we are aware that there are sensitive that are dealing with domestic violence. And we think still that we do have a challenge because if you look at the national complaints environment, their strategy, they are looking at the problem of police to have registered for the first registered domestic environment. And I think we need to go to challenge the country to make sure that those police they do have the organization to be in. We are also looking at increasing communication, strengthening the existing relationship between us and staff, and also improve coordination of patient voices and MTS with effective communication. Finally, I guess as a person in the member of this community, our most cherished ICD is the accessibility of ICD to have, especially in the rural community. We've seen an increase in police officers who have the shelter of domestic violence, and that is also encouraging us. And due to inaccessibility of ICD, we are getting a question of DDA from them. For example, here in Cape Town, we mentioned all by the name from there. They want a DDA to have the control of them, and actually, they have been plus or minus 10 cases of domestic violence. And we were surprised with a huge number that we're taking out of it. So we feel that we could make a few more conventions in that area as well. The shortage of staff to do this education for the students is challenging. Because if you look at all the problems, we have only one person responded for doing the education for this. And we've got 1,100 creation of nations. So it's kind of exciting for that talk study in the cover of the nations. And another study is also we undergo voluntarily the choice to number or the court center. When you can call and get assistance without actually traveling, you can go to problems. For example, they have a given example for a table and a person who is in the room must travel plus or minus 2 to 3 hours to get a money for the ICD to report the case. He or she must spend about 100 minutes for transit. Again, a person from Uganda travel 3 to 3.5 hours to get a report the case, which will cost that person quite a time. And there's no regular response from ICD. Therefore, services of ICD are very expensive to afford. Applications for advancement are not coming forward from the police. And ICD cannot ensure that recommendations for staff are implemented by the things and the police for discussion there. We also need to ensure that the access to internal knowledge is resulting in analysis. And also looking at the producing quality of service information, which has actually from the innovation. And also picked up with the knowledge management in order to facilitate the access and sharing of knowledge and resources. And rebranding has to be internet so that we'll be able to share our information and also be able to market a ICD for a knowledge management information. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Thank you, Chief Wilson. I've got the feeling that you are in now. So I would not have mind to miss the early information. If you allow me, I have detailed information, but I'm going to just think that here and there on the important issues and if Chief Wilson and the Honourable Members do not mind. If I take you, ask you first to go to page 67, that's right. I just thought to give you a detail of the budget for the previous financial year. If it was not for the 655,000 rands that we had to give back to the Treasury, because those funds were forthcoming from public works only to be used for office accommodation. So we could not use it for something else if we did not save it on official accommodation. We would have used our 100% of our budget. You can see the two line function programs, that is program 2 and 3, as utilized in the third fourth column. You can see a total, totally the whole budget was used up. In total, we have thus been spent 99% of our budget, just that money that we have to pass back. Then, Chairperson, I just thought to give you an indication what we have done with, for example, we had vacancies that we had to fill in a while, such a vacancy in Kenji and there is nothing in Kamaji. We have budgeted funding for that salary of that person. So with those unused salaries, if I may use it, call it saving or underspending, we could now use that money and the Treasury regulation and the Treasury rate allows us to do that. We can then use those savings to do something else with it. And with the view of opening up these two satellite offices closer to the end of the previous financial year, we then start to procure furniture for these two satellite offices. We also money here indicated procure cars for it and computers, and we are now ready to set up those two offices already. With the assets, you can see there that on goods and services, we have the overspending as well as on equipment. I give you there on the left hand side, I give you some details of what we've procured with those overspending. And then you can see that on the compensation side, at the top, we have underspend that more or less 3 million, which we then use for the other expenses. If we then turn to the next page, I thought just to break down the standard items, goods and services, just to give you an idea what is exactly within that item. It is in the next 3 pages you will find those types of expenditure. For example, if I look at that slide on page 71, attendance fees, we have for the previous year, 2,538,000 on that. That is now, for example, workshops and training where our people are being paid for short courses and internal training, and we have to pay those for 3 years. Then Chairperson, I would want to take you a little further. Yeah, there. I thought also that is page 73 there. Also the next 3-4 pages gives you an indication of the offices. Now what I've done is I know that you're interested in the provinces. So I thought let me break down the provincial offices, their expenditure, and the transport, travel and subsistence. Just to give you an idea of traveling is our most important expenditure in goods and services. And to give you an idea when I use that term, you will see on the left hand side at the top, I say transport, travel and subsistence include accommodation expenditure. For example, you say have to stay over in a hotel or a hotel or whatever. It is also the daily allowance that is payable to such a person if he sleeps away from his office for more than 24 hours. Also, incidental expenditure on giving your call, so the fees will be included there. If there is car rental, usually it is not the investigators have either the subsidized vehicle or the government owned vehicle. It is just sometimes that the car rental is utilized. We also have, when we do not have enough GT cars in an office, and somebody like the investigator has to suddenly go to a crime scene, or somebody has to be sent to another office, we then allow, or the EE allow such a person then to make use of his own car, and the ITDS will refund you. I also included in this expenditure the HMS expenditure, that is the people sitting in a book line, senior management services, the directors and us, if they do travel official kilometers, all those kilometers in a month above 500 kilos. Those 500 kilos, such a person is not refunded or not paid, but the minute you travel 501 kilometers, we will refund that 1 kilometer to him in terms of official travel. Air travel is included, air tickets, etc. And then if there is foreign traveling, I must admit that the RPTS traveled over to other countries during the previous year, but it was all from those expenses were covered by the nation from the inviting countries inviting us there. The only expenditure that we had to incur was the foreign daily allowance for those people going out of the country. And then I also included, of course, the GTV for the expenditure. You would see further where I give you a breakdown of the names of the provinces. Let me take the example of Eastern Cape. What I try to say there is that the total office of Eastern Cape consists of 16 staff members. And 6 of those staff members are investigators. So that gives you an idea, those are the people that will be traveling the month. So that's the provincial aid plus the 6 investigators. And then I give you the 2 financial years and how much that expenditure has been. If I want you to go registration now on the registry to the qualified audit report. There we are. Mr. Maloney has already mentioned to you the unhappiness from my side when we received the qualified audit report from the agency office the previous financial year. He has mentioned those little issues that the auditor mentioned as matters of emphasis. But our assessment on the financial side, things didn't go so well. And on this page, I give you first of all, the biggest issue for the auditor general was the clearing of the suspense account. When we started the financial year 2005-06, we had a suspense account of just over 1.2 million. Now, the PMA allowed the department to have a suspense account to use when you do not know what to do with a bookkeeping issue. When you do not know what to do with this amount of money that you receive or this claim that you receive for payment, then what you do is, if you don't know where to go with it, you put it in the suspense account. It's basically telling you that that account has always been zero. Monthly, you have to make sure that those accounts are zero. Now, in the past 3 years, if you look at the next page, Tony, thank you, there are many reasons why we have this clearing, this suspense account. We started off with the old financial management system. We only have four at this stage. We only have four staff members in the finance section. And as October 2002, we had to change to a new system, the new basic accounting system. But only those four people knew only FMS. So we had to change over to a new system. The changing meant that outstanding balances on the one system, which we did not know what to do with on the new system, we put it down in the suspense account for attending to it later. Okay? We just changed over to the new system. Then there came a new system, the SCOA, Standard Chart of Accounts, and we again had to change from that system to the Standard Chart of Accounts. The result was, as I said, that eventually we had a suspense account of 1.2 million, and that is what the AG says it is just not permissible. And typically we have done much during this child financial year to clear that 1.2 million. And up to December, we cleared the account back to 326,000, as I've indicated there in the second paragraph, and I'm very proud to say that at the end of the financial year, we cleared the total account, the last 326,000 was reimbursed by the National Treasury to clear that account in totality. The next one was the other issue, was the staff debtors. If I can just show you there. We had 25 debtors. Now, just to elaborate a little how a debt occurs, it's usually debt by employees and ex-employees, especially ex-employees. For example, a person in the middle of before the 15th, they know how to service to pay on the 15th of the month. So somebody terminating the service here in the province, they choose Western Bank, on the 3rd of the month. That province does not inform national office about the termination of that person's service. If not in time, meaning at least the day before the 15th, so that finance can stop the salary payment. Now, eventually, the provincial head informs the HRD, the human resource management component, this person has terminated the HRD service. Now, it takes another day or two for HRD to inform finance about that. By that time, usually the payment has been made already. Now the debt has been created. Now sometimes, when a person has been working long in the public service, it's easy to get that debt out of the spending. but in most cases these younger, lower level people are jumping from one department to another, or from the private sector to the public sector, and with the problem that we cannot get our debt back, and then we have to start now with proceedings to get, first of all, get that person's address, new address, and then to get the debt back from him, or the money back from him. Now, in the next few pages, you would find I've listed you the names of the people and the type of debt, the debt that they have incurred, as well as the amount. You can also see in the last column what progress we have made. The very last issue we do, when it's not financially viable for us, we will write it off. For example, on page 83, you can see we have written off from Mr. Brian, that tax debt of 600 grand, because it's not worth for us to go to all of these. After we try, in any case, with several agencies, and very asking somebody in the provincial office of KJK to go and look at his old address, whether he's from up there or somebody knows his new address, then we might write off the amount. I can just say, without going into detail further, on the debtors, these on page 84 and 85, you will see that these are the debts now for the last year and the last 2 financial years. And you can see that we've really, since we've put our minds to, we still do not have a specific debtor section. As Mr. Waller indicated, we have now received money for the current financial year to open up such a debtor section. But there are other staff members in the bookkeeping section that's now been working some overtime to give attention to the debtors. And we've been very successful in the most recent debt for the last 2 years that have developed. The minute that we heard about it, we immediately started to collect the debt and make contact. On the next page, yeah, I just thought briefly to give you an indication how the budget of the ICD has grown from the year 2005 and 2006. The last line you would find, we received a budget of 54 million, just over 54 million. It grew in the next year to 65 million. Chairperson, bear in mind that every year the part from the Department of Public Works takes also a chunk out of that. For example, in the last year, the public works part was just over 6 million. So if you take 6 million or 65 million, then you're left with 59 million for the ICT to make any good. The next, this current year's budget has grown to 80 million. In that 80 million, again, we have 7 million that we have to use for official accommodation. On the next page, and I'm going to end on this page, I just thought to also give you an idea how we've broken down the budget for this current financial year against the province. On the left-hand side, for example, if you look at the free state, that is of page 87, you will see I said 14 plus 1. Now what I'm trying to do today is to say to you, the structure was last year, 14 people in the office. This year they got an additional post, so they have now 15 people. Hosting at 22, and now they added another one. You will see the first province is the Eastern Cape province. They are 60. We have not added to them any. They are further up in the other columns, I've given you a breakdown of the program, and then the total allocation. And then keep it in the log page. Then you will see that SO stands for satellite offices on the top of page 88. You will find that we have now Richards Bay in Tulsa, where we have 4 staff members each, and there is a breakdown of the total budget. The third line gives you an idea of the total structure of the province, is 151, plus the new 14 staff members. and in total they got 46 million or 57% of the budget. Whilst the rest is national office in Pretoria, with the, I've broken down there for you, just the various components, and you'll see that national office receives only 43%, the rest of the budget of 34 million. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam. Thanks to all the students from Program 1. I don't know if I have any questions. What I want to do is the following. I will allow you to exhaust all your questions. Immediately after, we will take a 5 minute conversation to allow ICP to send your responses. Then immediately other questions will come and take their response. Yeah, depending how they will respond, I will allow for our questions. Yeah, now is the time. It will be interesting, especially on the case of those police officers who locked in California, with main individuals in the area. We had the same question last week, or if you remember. And the response we got was a shock because they were told that they locked that woman in the court. For me, we don't show it whether this woman is a woman or a man. And because of the same reason, we don't show it whether they qualify here. That was a big shock. And we have to hear more about it. Whatever you might have after, because everyone has those kind of responses. It's irresponsible. If I take a job of someone who went so ahead, you love this woman, know that she's a person, so this is a woman. You don't care in a later, and you don't have the person known because of the civilian. So you don't act, we're not sure whether she got there with the May or hopefully with the May, and so on, of course. That was the question. We are going to get some credit for that one. We can't get a job of our women who are going to head in the country. And we don't need to talk about it. Anyway, colleagues, and there we are. And the department is waiting. You can take a hand with me. Take a hand. I'm going to be younger. We go first. I'm going to qualify. I'm going to qualify.
I want to find out if these police are they suspended with pay or not. My first question is that how many police officers were suspended and expelled for wrongdoing? How many were expelled wrongly and later reinstated? How many of their members were charged for fraud? In your briefing you said they are suspended. They are reminding of cases, and I just want to find out if these people are reminded, the cases are reminded, and you said the police don't inform. I just want to find out the distance for these reminding cases. Is it nearer? Are these people told in time that this case is going to take place? My other question, you said in some areas one person must carry a job of three. Why? In Mpumalanga, a commissioner was shot on duty during the night. And I don't know what happened to that case, because until up to now we don't know who shot that commissioner in Mpumalanga. And I saw him somewhere in the area commissioner is working. Last week I was in Falbank. In Falbank, we were told that Falbank police station, we were told that this police station had three car accidents, three following months. One police made an accident, one police made an accident, and one police three following months. I just want to find out, did you get that report? If not, why? You said, when you are short of staff, you use intent. What criteria do you use to get this intent? Do you scrutinize them, or you just take anybody? Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. problems are for the English. And also the people speaking in English. Normally, when you don't have an upward mobility because of the problems, you will then divide the news to the white people in order to retain it. In your intentions, I think that I'm not really going to be quite clear as to what I'm looking at trying to be sure that regarding the salary, it is not going to be spoken about. So, I'm really doing something in a very decisive way to ensure that you retain those current skills. If you can just elaborate more on that, I think it will help. That's one question, Chairperson. Another one, I think you say we are now 10 years old. There are a lot of challenges that we are facing. What are the milestones that you can get that we can communicate to us? If those milestones are not what you would have wanted to see, what happens? Become an obstacle in your way to try and shape it into my way. That's the second one, Chairperson. That one, Chairperson, has to do with the economy. This economy, the economy. I see my father in the camp of the North. That's a broken place number two. But that's fine. The people are going to want to know the nation of the economy. The most current economy. But it is not the number of factors that lead to economy. So if you could just say to us, the nation of the economy are getting the market. That could be there. Yeah. And you see also in your presentation you're talking about domestic violence committed by the officer. No, you're talking about carriage. You at the same time you come up with a film that says you are being proactive in your oversight. And the third point that you come up with a research. Are you also researching the cause of that question? I know that research is something that what point do you intend to complete that research so we can begin to implement the outcomes of that research? There's another question, Chairperson, that I wanted to raise. Chairperson, one of the things that one is not very sure of the question is made. Is divide your FATS as your, and I wouldn't call them your stakeholders, but I call them your strategic partners. Very important, your role play. Is that a role play that you're working on, stakeholders that you're working on? You know, when you hear, the other thing is that when you deal with something sensitive like this, Chairperson, when you are investigating, people who are supposed to be dealing with crime and things that are committing crime. One of the important things that you need, one of the important things that you need is to encourage. I'm not suggesting that my family is in time, encourage them from my family. Just to check if you are really also in the classroom, able to cut some of the chain through the system that I'm going to do. Thank you very much.
have three short questions. One is quickly on research. Who actually does the research in your department? And what other research are you doing except the dates in the field and the domestic violence? And what actually then happens to the research that you do? Where does it land up and how does it help us the research that's done? Then secondly, the question of the asset register. Are we up to date now with the asset register, and will the Auditor General be satisfied with our audit, with our asset register? And then thirdly, the 10-year celebration. Can we have an idea as to the cost of the celebration ceremony and so forth? And where is it budgeted for? Thank you.
That was a wonderful day. Can I not recognize the honorable Dr. Manier?
Thank you. Two questions. One is on slide 2. And this question relates to my second question. Question is that you also visit, you do seven question translations all the schools. To facilitate seven question translations all the starting some investigations. What is really the purpose of this cell inspection? Do you also look at the possibility, because it happens very often, unfortunately, that people are being held in police custody for very petty offences or minor offences, and the police do not use the ability in terms of the Criminal Procedural Act to give bail for these back to these people. Do you investigate situations like that as well? And if so, what is the power that you have to maybe convince the police to grant this particular person bail for these bail, provided of course that it's that is fitting with the legal description. Second one, the same line. What is the position when the ICD recommends in a particular case that the person should, for instance, be charged for murder? Talking about your case. That's what the recommendation of the person in the ICD. But then in the team, the prosecuting justice regarded that recommendation by the ICD, and they charged the person just for manslaughter. What is the situation? I take it in that the prosecution decision will be final. If there is a difference of opinion, this particular case was a very strong one. If there is a difference of opinion between the ICD and the prosecution, what step are being taken to get some agreement on these two levels?
Thank you.
Thank
you very much. That was Dr. Hanjiate. Can I recognize the Honorable Madame?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for a very good presentation. And they are 10 years young, not old. First, I would like to know overall, I feel it's not a good relationship between the ICD and such. They see you at the phone and sometimes in the past I heard that even the IBT was needed. So what have you done? What has been done to get that relationship? Especially shortage of certain health that you have, what is the ratio that you think that your staff should be in accordance with such to monitor that you have to do? And this is for a member of staff or for police station. And then I would also like to know if that relationship increases. Maybe it's possible for you to piggyback on some of the resources, diesel and equipment. In overall, I think it's a better relationship. The other thing with personnel, and I think it's an administration person one, you are very short of personnel, and even the one day you come, I can't see how you're going to do that. But what I think instead is that there is an increase of police up until 2010. You can see that slowly, and I don't see you going at the same rate. And I'm not implying that offenses will occur more. But I mean, you have to continue. You have also the inquiry to do your job. And I don't see that. So, how is that going to happen? I'm very concerned at the presence of people in the rural areas. Now, someone spoke about food shortage, and you know I don't go over there. That even a little further. When you think about people paying 200 there, I just said I can't go to the by car to catch them. And no reason, have no reason for being late. But the exchange of our people has to occur, they will never come forward. That immediately comes to separation. So you only have one in there, you'll never get people from both of these coming to you. To any conference, and I don't know how you allocate satellite stations, and that is my question. How do you allocate satellite stations so that it covers the rural areas? With that, I just need to know what comes on. The other question with administration is when you recruit. Do you look at if or even such people, because they will have some experience in doing the type of work that these people are doing? Are you looking at it, trying to recruit them, identifying them? In program two investigations, there are 56% acquittal. So why are they acquitted? Is it because the investigation is weak? Can you explain that to me? And with the issue of focus that's so much spoken about, the case is there, but how soon will we see the case coming to justice? You know, people, we want justice and we want it to be quick. We always say justice on the shaker than never. Justice for long is justice denied. So I'll quit. The other thing that I don't see you are speaking to is the cover up of police now below. And that is also the failure that we have of seeing attendance that is weak. I think it's really 9%. Police territory of the evidence, and then police coverage. Now people, police groups will check one another, we know that. And especially, this is more widespread in rural areas where you can't get. So for the coverage of police, how, there was no case, is there any cases that were ever brought of police covering up for one another? I want to see that. On program three, on the information. I have value on making a statement, I think that you are not the police station also to be your welcome, because when you enter a police station, you don't see anything of ICT on your walls. Like, faculty is marketed. I want to see the ICT get stable, because this is also about that we learn from people. The total numbers my colleague has spoken about. Injuries sustained in custody 28%. Due to what? Due to what? The police will carry out of here is an injury. The broken bone, or is just a scratch? And can you just tell me more about it? Chairperson, just allow me one overall question. You know, I would like to see more focus in each area. I think each province, you will have a specific issue, a specific crime that comes to the fore. I'm going to be something specific to this case, at the moment. How do you focus in when you take it up to that idea?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the wonderful model of next.
I'm very happy that I'm in the part of my Thank you. doesn't she which I think you're very in a joking way or maybe not that way. But I think then that if I'm gay, I say I don't want to be a man. Because men like a man in terms of social treatment as a woman. Now, how could that work? It's a latest issue. To me, I think I don't think we'll change the law when we pass it. The consequence or unintended consequence of the law in our society. When my father has that happen, I'm confronting one of the other ways I do not agree, then I come and conclude that. The second one has been sort of mine. You can't say instead of all now, if you want to come job. Then mine. Now I'm saying it's something that to me I think something that they should be engaged upon, that they should be taken up. The which I think was look at in that way. The other thing that I'll raise is the proposal. You are talking about the use of positions. To me, I think it's better that you use the dictionary to it. You know what you criminal law at all. You are talking about those who don't need the money, but they can give them to the best thing. That's what they can. And they are all different people that are doing that well. When you keep it across the country, it's not left for now. Do good students, and then to reach out, then the joint students, the other students, I think of what to do. So I don't know to move in terms of what they should be done. I share the same view, the same argument, that a capacity that has been developed for us is very limited. If you look at from when you develop, stop and fight, you develop to a study. The metropolis were not like a team or was a clever right? Let alone the growth of the police that could be raised in our country. Now I think that change, we ourselves as a community, we must meet the community of the National Assembly, the government, to discuss the issue as part. Whether IDG is seen as a structure to maintain peaceful in the country. If you think that most of the move forward, but if you to make there is something that is very weak, that's going to look like and rely on the police and investigate into the country. You can't expect me to investigate you, but to tell you to know what's going to happen. And the other thing that the police think about is the culture of protecting each other, the culture of defending each other, and so on. Because the police, this is what I'm saying, that the old culture is just known. But I don't think it's here. The conversation is, to me, I think not that much. The other advice to me that I would want to teach the ICD is to say, I think you must give a teenager, you must talk out and not make a move. I think you're sitting there as a crime at the police and they are going. To me, I think you must do a process. So that the way to reduce those crimes, they go down, and you shift the process. Because we cannot do everything to everybody. In that way, they have it. They will reduce the process. In the way that we show that we can achieve the amount of time. I mean, how can we have the biggest police department, biggest market? But I think it's quite concerning that I don't think anything we can do is to do in the country. All of them going up. It depends on the truth. They already go up. They go up.
But I think causing for the human heart is a case at all. We must put a focus on God and put your focus in that. And I think we must not work with that because we must not point to God. Whether it's what we want to do all of it, we must not become conditioned in the same that this kind that has been the same must not happen. So we are asking that we must be able to get all the time. So that what we have put you in terms of how the man is sending the message to those that
because they don't have a toll free, but in their budget, there is no toll free. Thank you.
Yeah, but there's a lot of this budget on the way. Well, some honorable buildings.
Chair, before I take the moment, I would like, whether this was the first of each, suspect from job. And then on the side of the anymore, it's a sector, the Northern Cape. And I'd like to know whether the ICD got any external or extra budget according to shortfalls stock. And then we'd like to know about the received firearms located in, along with outstanding and the site of privacy.
Thank you very much. That was the honorable Kelly. Yeah, from the Northern Cape. Yeah, thankfully for your session. Please let me just ask a few questions from the mic. My experience, our mind is with the college community class or the standing by the technology. But let me show you for this to congratulate the ICT job well done and a very trying condition. So all aware of the type of work you're doing, where you have to investigate your own body. There are places where you just investigate your own body member. It's very, very have the belief as well as well. We think you deserve to be there. As I said, my colleague, yes, we have the difficulty of having shortcomings in one of the things. So I want to hear from you. You know, this is an opportunity that God will give you to excel in my brother. Now, when in the village, your father came to start to say, you know, this child of mine is there because, you know, because he's there, I say, even if he's not here, I won't see him, I won't see him. That's a different thing, that's what could have been. Someone has to be able to see that component. In fact, I don't know what I'm doing. What I'm doing is that you know what I'm doing. Some of the people do that with a violence, you know, don't see or think I can be there to them. Contrary to what you are doing. I hope today maybe you put a mic there on the demo. You know the time group for you to say, 10%, give away my identity. And try, you can do some of that. I don't think we go through the figure. I don't think so.
countries are contending really for this future setup.
Yeah.
So this is the fact. I'm just going to talk about this. You
won't attend the floor five and ten for the year. Telling half a new boy. What must we read of that vision? What are you saying in the direction? So for me, it sounds like a genealogy. Now, the Madame Pagliotti, the day she complained of some activities in this union. And we said that in time you are said, the statement is that I couldn't take the correct time of this moment. Because I don't think that we can put it in the same way from you are also telling me and can you get those statements that I was going to put in the correct time of this. Because we were in the same of an time of saying, is the cause of concern. And you can't send the statement. Not many people want to say this, so you don't know kind of thing. It can't be said. The same goes to all our friends. You know, it's only time to happen. I know that the first plan has a cause. Right? The first plan gets it, and you are supposed to be fine. The two go together. There's no way you can show our friends if you are here. The courses you are here, just then according. And again, I want to look at the following. Let us look at the fellowship. When the two go together, I don't say the why she got punished. I know I'm not quite. Before I for your own service of data for them. I told you that there's a certain amount of data I can send to you, you can't say it. And it's going in a lot of money. No. I wish I could see that data. Some of them, you're grabbing all those simply because you can't say some of the things. I wonder if you're just giving money to people who are in the department. Therefore, you can't say it. Thank you.